Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Oh, hey, before we start the show, I got to tell you about the Allegedly podcast with my lawyers, Bo Bowen and Ryan Schmidt. They got pop culture, they got legal news, they got behind the scenes antics and a whole lot of laughs. One of the best podcasts I've ever heard. Allegedly with Bo and Ryan at thebowenlawgroup.com. Link in the description and everywhere you get your podcasts, of course. And now let the cartoons begin.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
This is the money man. That's right. Eddie Money wishing everybody a very happy holiday. That's a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and everybody have a safe and wonderful New Year.
The Bob Seska Show.
Your holiday festivities can now officially commence. The Money Man, that's right, Eddie Money, has arrived. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, December 15, 2022, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 695 of the Biden-Harris administration, 691 days until the 24 presidential election. Instagram, the Bob Seska. Twitter, BobSeska_go. Our Patreon is BobSeskaShow.com. My link tree is in the description. And sitting right over there, it's the Goth Ninja. It is the Money Man. That's right, Jody Hamilton.
I'm the Money Man. Really?
Hey, Eddie Money's here, and he's got two tickets to Paradise, and there's three of us and one of him. So
right.
It's going to be a knife fight for the tickets. Now, Jody, you just got back from Hawaii, so been to Paradise recently. So, Bob, choose your weapon.
This is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money, wishing everybody a very happy holiday.
Yeah.
That's a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and everybody have a safe and wonderful New Year.
I hope everyone has a safe and wonderful New Year.
He's outside in the helicopter waiting to go to Paradise. He's got his two tickets. So, Bob, it's you or me.
Jody, the Money Man. That's right. Jody Hamilton is from the From the Bunker podcast. Patreon.com/From the Bunker. David, the Money Man. That's right. David Ferguson. We call him T-Rex.
You forgot my last name.
Yeah, I did. I got lost in the bit there for a second. His music project is Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com. Download music makes a great gift. How about that? Okay. Speaking of gifts, before we jump into all the fun things that we have lined up today, it's going
to
be a
baby,
fun show.
Baby, hold on to me.
Yeah, we just did 45 minutes that we didn't even record before the show.
That's my show. I do like 2 hours before my own show.
That's right. We've got to talk about Trump's major announcement here in just a second. But before that, more important business, the P.O. box for the show. There was some glitch in the auto payment, the auto renew system at the USPS.
Oh,
I blame Louis DeJoy. So the P.O. box went away for about a month, but I got it back. It's back. P.O. box 481. Germantown, guten Tag, Germantown.
I've been to Germantown.
Germantown, Maryland, 20875. Again, P.O. box 481, Germantown, Maryland, 20875. Send us things except food. Do not send us food. Food will be tossed away because I'm paranoid.
Unless it's like soaked in liquor, like some kind of baba cakes or something, that'll keep it fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, can I do a birthday thing? I had a particular request.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my birthday. It's David Green's birthday, and he's a listener that lives way over in East Bumblefuck, Alabama, and is surrounded by Trumpers and Christian people, and he's hanging in there, going strong, making cool art, and I think he might have met a cute boy, but I don't know. So it's his 40th birthday, and yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to David Green. Does he listen to the show, did you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Happy birthday.
If he didn't listen to the show, I would completely edit this out of the show.
No.
Well, that's great. Happy birthday to David Green and many, many more. Must suck to
As
have
you
a
can
birthday.
See, we're all wearing Burger King crowns and hats. And
that's right. Well, you know who wasn't born in December? You know who wasn't born this close to
you.
Christmas? No, Eddie Money.
It's the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing everybody a very happy holiday. That's a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and everybody have a safe and wonderful new year.
Did anyone call him the Money Man? That's my question. Were people
you
going
know,
around?
No, in clubs and everything, your crew, everybody has nicknames. So the minute the bus leaves the station, everybody has a new name.
I think he was just making it up. I think he was just shitting us. So you know what happened today? Donald Trump revealed a major announcement. This was the big tease from yesterday all day long. What's the major announcement going to be?
Let me guess.
Well, no, wait. We were all discussing what might be this major announcement. Like, because he made a really big deal out of it. All caps, the whole nine yards, all over Truth Central.
Truth Central.
Just yelling about major announcement happening today. And we were all assuming maybe it's he's going to announce a vice presidential running mate, like super duper early, like maybe Carrie Lake or something like that. I didn't believe that that was going to be the case at all. There was another theory going around that maybe he would run as an independent for president, which would have been
the best news.
Well, he got a kid. That was Paula Poundstone's guess,
yeah,
right? From today on Stephanie's show. Yeah. And then what were some of the other ones that, he was going to run for Speaker of the House. That was one of the other guesses.
Yeah, that's too much work.
Yeah. I mean, because we figure this guy's a megalomaniac. He swings for the fences a lot. He certainly gets in way beyond his depth. And so that's why I think we were all assuming that it was going to be something a lot more major than it ended up being. And it turned out, guess what it was? He decided to announce today that he's releasing a whole series of Trump trading cards.
Trading cards?
NFT trading cards, non-fungible token trading cards. Holy God, this is so hilarious. The entire internet, I mean, everyone on the internet simultaneously busted out laughing. Jody, for just a moment, can you describe what the hell an NFT is, non-fungible token?
I shall try.
Okay.
So a friend of mine called me up and he said a friend of his was going to try to sell NFTs to raise money for LGBTQ folks, which I thought was great. And then I said, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you know, you take a digital rendering or photograph or whatever it is mm-hmm. of something.
Yeah.
And it has a unique, like Bitcoin. Hi, FTX. Unique digital number to it. Like every photograph you've ever taken has a unique number.
Yeah.
And so I said to him, I said, so wait a minute. People are buying this crap? And I'm like, that's just dumb. Because basically, if I went to the Louvre and I saw the Mona Lisa, which is obviously smaller than we think it is, by the way. It's not a big painting.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but if I took a picture of that, or several pictures of that, they are unique numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I could sell like a print, basically, but you're not printing it. It's just on your phone or how you download it. And then you might print it of the Mona Lisa and sell it for $10 or $9, whatever. And I find that stupid, like Bitcoin.
Yeah. I have a separate explanation of what an NFT is. Do you want to hear it? I just downloaded this right before the show. It's an explanation of what an NFT happens to be, just for those of you still curious.
Let me walk you through our Donnelly nut spacing and crack system rim riding grip configuration.
Yep.
Using a field of half C sprats and brass fitted nickel slits, our bracketed caps and splay flexed brace columns vent dampers to dampening hatch depths of 0.5 meter. From the damper crown to the spurve plinth. Al, Well, we bolster 12 husk nuts.
That's right.
Each girdle, Jerry. Well, flex
for
tandems
each girdle, Jerry.
Plus
yeah.
a task apparatus of 10 vertically composited patch amplers. Then pin flam fastened pan traps at both maiden apexes of the gym joints.
Jody, you might as well have just been saying that when you were
exactly. I mean, because when my friend explained it to me, I'm like, people buy this? He goes, yeah. I'm like, why? Like, seriously, I mean, if you buy a print of something, that has value because it was printed on something. But you buy a frickin' NFT, so then you have to print it.
Yeah.
So it costs you money.
Yeah.
To A, buy it, and to perhaps print it.
Oh, my God. Who came up with this?
Some dumb asshole that was like, I'm going to... by the way, it's over, Donald. Your wife actually sold some shit.
Yeah.
Pictures of her hat and her jacket or some shit. She sold those.
It just sounds like something that could be easily scammed to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't have a full grasp of it, but it sounds like you could fudge an NFT and say that it's real. But you know what? Let's hear this commercial. Let's hear it from Donald Trump himself, what exactly it is that he's doing.
Okay, I'm not going to drink anything because I will ruin my microphone.
Apart from divorcing his sucker fanboys from their checking accounts, this is what Donald Trump's big announcement was.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump. Hopefully.
Wait, is it? Are we sure?
We don't know.
You know what? If he appeared and didn't say, hello, this is Donald Trump, I would be like completely baffled. Like, who the hell is this guy talking?
Yeah, maybe. You know, this could be a deep fake because he sounds a little more lucid than the last time we heard from him. But
that is absolutely true.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump. Hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington.
Why does he have to throw that in? Why does he have to say that?
No, that's really him. That's definitely not a deep fake.
It's like your favorite president. Yes, then move on. Why does he have to throw in better than Lincoln, better than Washington, better than Taft?
Taft. Well, he might be. No.
I'm better than Millard Fillmore. Way better, by the way.
Is he as fat as Taft? Wasn't Taft a really big man?
Yes. Millard Fillmore sounds like a made-up name. It's fake name, fake news.
With an important announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards.
They're called Trump Digital cool. Trading Cards.
This is basically going to be like Magic the Gathering for people who've never touched other human beings in their lives.
These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been
okay, yeah, let's stop right there. I've seen the trading cards. It's not good art. It's terrible.
No,
it's ridiculous. It's like they took like a picture, like they made like a drawing of an astronaut and then Photoshopped Trump's head inside the helmet. And
oh,
there's,
God.
Yeah, there's, let's see, some of the other ones are just as hysterical. There's one like where he's dressed up like a cowboy. There's another one where he's playing golf. There's another one where he's doing the like double thumbs up and then all these gold bars are flying past him. There's one where he's like a football coach standing on the 45-yard line. Get it? Another one where he's wearing a...
No, this is what I call art with a silent F.
Yeah, there's another one where he's dressed in a flight suit, like a George W. Bush flight suit. But his glasses scream out Dr. Octopus for some reason. His flight suit glasses look like Dr. Octopus. Then there's another one where he's a NASCAR driver, and he's got the NASCAR jumpsuit. But the Photoshops of his face onto the bodies are hysterically bad.
I know.
That he got like Barron to do this like over the weekend to throw these things together. Or it's almost like that AI art that's floating around right
that's
now.
That's what I was going to say. He just got Lenzo.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. Except they
except
don't.
Lenzo would do a better job.
They improved the bodies, right? Because he looks really muscular, except in the golf swing one, which is his actual body. But all the rest of the bodies are like bodies that are not his body very clearly. But the faces are just hysterical. And then the one, as I said, with the one with the astronaut spacesuit on, he's got like this weird smirk on his face inside the helmet. It is just absolutely priceless. And what's so funny is screen grabs from this website will be way more popular, I think, broadly speaking, than the NFTs themselves.
Oh, yeah. Those screen grabs, just sell those, kids.
All right. Yeah. Just a word about the quote-unquote artwork in these things. Let's continue with this ridiculous. We haven't even gotten to the funniest parts
just
of the commercial yet.
The fart work.
The shart work.
Right.
You can collect your Trump digital cards just like a baseball card or other collectibles. Here's one of the best parts.
His new idea.
Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we have.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That
Stay
is my
on script, Daddy.
That is my favorite line in the whole commercial. Amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if it's an amazing prize, but it's what we have. That has to be the slogan for his 2024 campaign. Donald Trump 2024, it's what we have.
Yep. That's it.
No, Ivana's Botox cracked when he did that.
Oh,
you
my
know,
God.
Ivanka, I mean, Ivanka was watching that and she was like, oh, Daddy, go stay on script.
This
You're
is
telling
the,
too much accidental truth.
This is my favorite Christmas present of 2022. Everyone else, you know what?
Just as delighted as if you had gotten the full Death Star playset with the three levels and the drop down elevator that goes to the trash compactor with the bits of sponge and the rubber trash monster.
That's exactly right. Everyone, return your presents for me. I have my favorite thing this year, and it is this.
The best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we have.
He's trying to be humble.
With you and a group of your friends at one of my beautiful golf courses, and they are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So you and your friends can go visit Trump Doral where there's a bed bug problem.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're
I
the lucky winner.
I think he was doing a humble brag on the, oh, I don't know if it's worth anything.
I'm surprised.
That's exactly what he's doing. No.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and also when he's commenting on it, he's saying, that's what we've got here in front of me on this piece of paper.
It's a teleprompter, honey. I think they have an old school teleprompter.
No, I think he's off the cuff right at that moment. And then he goes on to the next thing. Like, he's off the cuff when he says, I don't know how much of a prize that is, but it's what we've got, like, on the teleprompter. Like, he can only comment on, like, what 6 inches in front of him, I promise.
Yeah.
You. Listen.
Well, it's like the part about Lincoln and Washington, that's completely off prompter. Right? I mean, this is what he does.
I don't know. Did Stephen Miller write it? We don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what he does during his rallies. He'll go to the prompter, reading things that he's never read before off the prompter. Right. Then he'll stop and
get
comment.
Bored.
Yeah, get bored.
And riff.
Start commenting on what he just read. And then when he has to go back to the prompter, he visibly slumps like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
Now I got to go back to the words.
Oh, shit.
Because he don't read good.
No, he's
and
not
if they
a good
weren't
reader.
Such despicable people, and if it wasn't so much at stake,
yeah.
You could do a hilarious show about a bunch of people in the staff room going, no, 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 no. He's off the prompter.
I'm also doing Zoom calls, a one-on-one meeting, autographing memorabilia.
Like billionaires have to do, right? This
right.
is like every billionaire is like, okay, I got to go do some Zoom calls with winners of my NFT trading card scam. Oh my God.
Wish some people happy birthday on that. What was that service?
Cameo.
Telegram.
Cameo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, and so much more. We're doing a lot.
My
official Trump digital trading cards are $99, which doesn't sound like very much for what you're getting.
Wait, may I have to do this in my clueless British lady accent when they ask her what she gets for the 18,000 pounds at Fat Camp, and she goes, absolutely nothing.
But it's what you get. Oh my God.
But do these
God.
Devalue or, I mean, is there a hope that they'll rise in value as more people buy them? Or is it like a stock certificate? This is what I don't understand.
I don't know. It has some value. Yeah, yeah. It's so absurd.
And so much more. We're doing a lot.
We're doing a lot.
My official Trump digital trading cards are $99, which doesn't sound like very much for what you're getting. Buy one and you will join a very exclusive community. It's my community.
it's
$99 actually. $99 compared to you're getting a digital image on your screen, right? That may or may not devalue. Yeah. But $99 is like dinner for three.
Mm-hmm. Or, oh, at least, yeah.
You know, like an entire family's tickets to the movies. $99 could get you, you know, a lot of apartments. That's enough for electricity for the whole month. You know, what else is $99 will get you?
Oh, I don't know, an Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is one of
all
my favorites.
Of sex toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would pay for a whole month's worth of my out of pocket antidepressant. It's pretty expensive right now.
$99, buy one, get one free vibrators from Target and CVS. There you go.
Oh, no. I've been to CVS recently and there are no dildos.
Are you sure?
I looked.
Okay. Because I only looked at Target. Hey, you know, okay, I got to come back to this.
This is a discussion that I've only heard the very bare outlines of that I know that, there's going to be a place for
me. All right, hold the phone. Yeah. We're going to come back to the Target dildos here in just a second.
It's something you're going to like, and you're going to like it a lot. They also make perfect gifts. So you can buy them with your credit card or crypto. All you need is an email address. Go to collecttrumpcards.com. And buy your Trump digital trading cards right now before they are all gone, and they will be gone. This is my first official.
They will be gone. They will sell out faster than we've ever seen before. I thought, honestly, when I heard Trump trading cards, that it was going to be like there'd be a Trump card and there'd be a Melania card and there would be a you know, a Jared card and an Ivanka card. I mean, like,
but it's like, just him.
No, it's all just him doing different things that he can't actually do, like drive.
Well, I take it back. In the cowboy one, there are two horses standing in the background. So it's not just him.
Horses terrify him. Mm. That's Photoshop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course it is. It's all Photoshop.
Well, I haven't seen them. I don't know if it was an actual Photoshop.
Well, just go to collecttrumpcards.com and you'll see all of them. That's where they are.
I'm going to go out on a limb and get way out over my skis and say that whenever they lift the, you know, the blanket off the back end of this whole Trump NFT thing, it's just going to be like coffee cans and wax string and money going straight into Trump's pockets.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Just like Save America Pack.
Card NFT collection, and you get a chance to meet me. Go to collecttrumpcards.com right now. And remember, Christmas is coming, and this makes a great Christmas gift.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Okay. By the way,
you guys,
let's stop that. That's the end of that. That is wonderful and hilarious and the gift that keeps on giving.
What if we entered that contest and the four of us or the three of us got to confront Donald Trump?
Yes, you can do that. What the guy said at the end in the disclaimer, no purchase necessary. That's actually true. It says here, I looked on the website. It says no purchase mail-in alternative method of entry. Beginning November 28, 2022, and continuing throughout the sweepstakes entry period, to receive one entry in the sweepstakes without making a purchase, complete the following steps. One, mail one envelope to official Donald Trump NFT collection sweepstakes, 1143 East Union Street, Newark, New Jersey, 14513, with such envelope containing one self-addressed postage paid number 10 envelope, except Vermont residents are not required to affix return postage. And two, an index card with entrance first name, last name, postal address, email address in non-black pen. Limit one entry sweepstakes code request per outer envelope. The information provided in entrance index card may be used to verify entrance submission. The submission must be handwritten. Upon receipt of such entry request, one sweepstakes code will be returned to entrant in the self-addressed postage paid except Vermont residence envelope provided to each mail-in request that complies with the state requirements. That is it. That's how you do it. That's how you can do it for free.
Listeners, we will be making this information available. Please enter as many times as possible to send me and Bob and Jody to dinner with Donald Trump, because let me tell you something, it would be a figurative bloodbath.
It'll never happen. As soon as they found out who we were arriving, then again, he did have dinner with Nick Fuentes.
Right. No, we just like put our real names in there. I mean, and they'll be dumb enough to think, you know, David, there are so many David Fergusons on the internet. Oh my God.
Yeah.
One of them died a couple of years ago of a brain tumor, a composer who'd worked with Peter Gabriel, and I got the weirdest emails.
Oh my God.
Are you alive?
Well, that's how you can enter to win without buying an NFT from Donald Trump. All you have to do.
We will put a link to that somewhere in this post, please, Bob, so all of our people can like enter us in that.
No, I don't want to do it. Besides, they'll waste their time. They'd be wasting their time because if we won, there's no way we would ever go. What we need is someone.
We would totally go.
No, we wouldn't be allowed to go. They do bad. Okay, well, that's not going to happen.
We'd be vetted. There's no way.
It has to be someone who is somewhat anonymous going and doing the dirty work that way.
Ooh, we could send Lonnie.
Yeah,
can you recruit Lonnie?
No, Lonnie's family lives in his dad and one of his brothers and his sister.
Yeah.
All live in Florida, northern side, but still, you know.
Well,
I was going to say we could do a honeypot with your mom because she's a huge celebrity and he's, you know, a celebrity.
Oh my God, he would love for her to visit.
And then she just cancels the last minute and is like, I'm sending my daughter and a couple of her friends.
in my she wouldn't do that.
We should send Ben, David.
Ooh.
Oh, Ben wouldn't last long.
Ben would bring him some paper towels from Puerto
Rico. I was exactly going to say that. I was like, Ben would throw him some paper towels, and while he was distracted with that, he would take off his chancla, his chancleta, his sandal, and throw it right at his head like a Puerto Rican mama. And they don't miss. There's that shit will boomerang around a corner and take your eye out.
All right.
Ay, puñeta! He just tell him he's a piece of shit. Because that's, I mean.
Well, the same day that this came down about this NFT thing, we discovered that Trump kept most of the Save America PAC money for himself. Not a shocking bit of news here. But he,
shocked.
Yeah,
the
he hoarded most.
Wait, I need a minute.
Yeah, hoarded most of the $147 million in small donor money for himself. Just weeks after touting a new super PAC to help Republican candidates in November midterms, Donald Trump wound up spending just a fraction of the $100 million he had available and hoarded the rest for his own 2024 presidential run. The coup-attempting former president in October transferred $60 million from his Save America Leadership PAC to his Make America Great Again, Inc. super PAC, which was ostensibly created to boost GOP candidates in tight races. It collected another $9 million from an existing pro-Trump super PAC and $4 million from new contributions. Of that $73 million total, though, only $15 million went toward electing Republicans in five Senate races, according to a HuffPost analysis of FEC filings. So if you're looking for people to blame, if you happen to be a Republican troll listening to the show, you want to blame someone for why you guys fizzled out here in a midterms that you should have dominated, talk to Donald Trump. Talk to your messiah, because your messiah hoarded all the money that was supposed to go to the campaigns. Didn't help at all, except for, what, $15 million, which is absolutely nothing when you're talking about statewide Senate races and so on. However many Republican congressional races there were, state and local races, gubernatorial races. Still don't like saying gubernatorial, but there it is. Donald Trump left you guys in the lurch because he's a greedy bastard. He's in this for the grift, 1,000%. And if the Trump NFT didn't convince you, maybe the $15 million that he distributed to candidates out of, what did it turn out to be? What did I say at the top? $147 million that he collected?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's your red trickle. There's your semi-blue wave, whatever we're calling that midterm election. Anyway.
What's that old saying? When you kiss a thief, count your teeth?
Yeah.
No shit.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We were talking about, you mentioned the dildos at Target a second ago. We were talking about the dildos
at CVS. Explain this to me. I only know the very bare outline.
Okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying to
a group of
young Republicans over the weekend that Target and CVS sell dildos and butt plugs. I looked it up, and Target does, in fact, sell adult toys, vibrators.
Online,
certainly.
Maybe?
No, in stores. In fact, well, it said that my store, my local store here in Maryland, had them in stock.
Did you check?
I didn't check, but I did look it up online.
Where are they? In the in health?
They're with
are
the
they in women's health?
Condoms and lube section, that end of the pharmacy aisle. I guess that's where they are. Yeah,
nice.
But of course I assumed Marjorie Taylor Greene was lying, so I tweeted, oh, that's a big lie. Marjorie Taylor Greene's lying. And then I went and looked it up, and I was like, oh, shit, it's real. Damn it. So I had to delete the tweet and go back and tweet a correction.
No good. I like that because, you corrected yourself.
Yes, when it comes to dildos and vibrators and butt plugs, I have integrity. Here's the latest from Rocky Mountain Mike. Celebrating
I'm
the whole
in here.
Thing.
Yeah,
that was a subject change.
Oh, and Jody Hamilton and Marion Ann Arbor.
Yeah,
here we go.
Butt plugs and dildos and things she's been missing. Rednecks and dumb bits and Trumps as she's kissing. CVS Target if you like to swing. This is her brain, Marjorie Taylor Greene. When her when she's feeling sad, she simply plugs in all her favorite things, and then she don't feel so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to play his whole thing, but yeah, I'm on the whole thing.
Oh, you're on the...
All these things, though, are in the 18 and up section in the family planning, so the kids can't just go in there and buy a bunny.
No, of course not.
Two-way bunny. No, but of course that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is portraying it as.
Yeah. Plus, there's not the like anatomically correct dildos and things like that you would find in a porn store or something like that. It's very nondescript stuff. They look like personal massagers. You have to be in the know to understand what those things are.
I saw a TikTok with these little, like, pink, I think they were, like, hippos or I don't know, and they were, like, in a line and they were vibrating, and she's like, my sister got these, and I don't know what kind of toy they're supposed to be. They're not really doing anything. They're just being toys, and I'm like, oh, those may be sex toys.
Yeah, there's one that looks like
so cute, it just looked like a little regular toy.
Yeah, there's one that looks like a Kong. You know those dog toys, the Kong dog toys? There's one that looks like a Kong. In fact, during the commercial break, you should just go to Target.com and type in adult toys or sex toys, and you'll see their entire inventory. And whether or not they sell them at your local Target. Target is not paying me, by the way, to promote their adult toy section.
I'm getting a slip from them, I confess.
And I didn't look it up at CVS. I have no idea if CVS really sells that crap.
I was at CVS this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, I did not go over to the whatever that section is.
They didn't have like a big sign that says, come see our Benoit balls.
Exactly. I have yet to see that. I mean, the feminine hygiene products, which I don't need anymore because I don't need them.
That was delicate. That was a nice way. You handled it well, Jody. That was
I don't need them anymore. All I know is I have yet to see the dildo section at CVS.
Neither have I. I think it's a myth. See, you know what?
I'm going to look for it tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'm going to be proven wrong now that I've said that.
Of course.
All right. So.
I have it on fairly good authority that some of these, like when you're like looking at these vibrating toothbrushes and wondering why the hell is it shaped like that? Look at it from the other direction. It's a different because they'll shake and rattle and roll. I had one a couple months ago that it was like almost it, like I felt like it was like banging up and bruising the inside of my gums and stuff because it was so raucous.
Oh, my God.
Is this what this thing's intended for?
Maybe you're using the wrong thing, David. Maybe you misshopped. Is that what they call it? Mispurchased? No.
It was from Colgate, so I'm pretty sure that it was a toothbrush.
All right, well, we got a lot more show here still to come. John Boehner cried yesterday at the unveiling of Nancy Pelosi's official painting inside the House chamber. And, of course, I should have been touched by it because it was sincere and earnest.
I was.
It just made me laugh. It always makes me laugh because John Boehner ugly cries. And anyone who's like ugly crying, just, I don't know why. I'm just a mean son of a bitch. I guess that's what my problem is. I find it endlessly.
Bob,
those
hurts.
Of you.
I am an ugly crier. You're just going to point and laugh at me sometime.
No, no. You've never ugly cried on the show or anything like that. I've never seen you ugly cry.
Well,
not like John Boehner. I mean, my God, John Boehner is the king of ugly crying. Plus, Lauren Boebert did something, stepped right into that whole business about how much fentanyl was seized at the border. I want to talk about that real quick. Yeah, yeah. Because now they're doing it in speeches, too, not just tweets. Plus more Elon Musk fuckery or muskery, as we've been calling it. All that still to come here on our last Thursday show of 2022. All right. So let's talk after party. Every Friday, Kimberly Johnson and I record a fourth Bob Seska Show podcast for the week. We're doing one tomorrow. But this one is different from the usual Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows. As you may or may not know, the Friday After Party podcast is loaded with all the politics you want, while also including uncensored, completely obscene conversations about sex, drugs, movies, television, our personal lives, all the crap we can't get away with on the free show. So please help support this podcast by subscribing to our Friday After Party for just $10 per month. Plus, bonus, you're also going to get two Shadow Docket shows every week included in that level of support. BobSeskaShow.com or just click the all caps Patreon link beneath the logo at BobSeska.com, and we thank you.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bob Seska.
All-time favorites all day long. Happy holidays.
Gypsy Moms. I wonder what the name of this song is. They say it a whole
Christmas party involved.
Yeah. Come on to the Christmas party is the name of the song. As he keeps singing there. We have a gigantic indie Christmas playlist coming your way on Tuesday of next week. That is Tuesday the 20th, I'm going to be posting that on all the podcast platforms as well as on Patreon, and you can use that for your background music at your Christmas gatherings, Christmas parties, shopping, all kinds of fun stuff where you listen to Christmas music if you're not completely sick and tired of it. But we've got some really unique stuff here, indie bands, some interesting songs, some songs that we haven't played this month so far, making their debut on the show in that playlist. So stick around for that. Plus, our New Year's Eve show will drop on the 27th. And it's going to be, obviously, the five of us, both Goth Ninjas, Buzz Burbank, me. I'll be there. Thank God.
Kimberly, you have to herd us cats.
That's right. Kimberly Johnson will be there, too, plus Rocky Mountain Mike, Mary in Ann Arbor, maybe some plus ones thrown in there along the way. And so all of that will drop on the 27th. Again, everywhere you get your podcasts, also on the Patreon page at BobSeskaShow.com. So,
Astral Summer video is out now for the song Higher Ground. Our friend Ellie did a beautiful job on it, especially considering that we spent no money.
Yeah.
That we entirely put together with things we had around the house. It is on YouTube. Bob is going to be sweet and post the link I send him to the video in the comments.
Yes, I mean, in the description. Yeah.
In the description of this show. Please go watch. I'm going to try to this weekend get it up on Bandcamp and stuff. Mm-hmm. I am notoriously bad at posting stuff online. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to get better on that. I promise.
Okay,
my New Year's resolution is to do a better job of maintaining my online presence.
All right, getting back into things here. I don't fucking get this shit. And no one has been able to adequately explain this to me, why they keep doing this. about the record amount of drugs and terrorists stopped at the border. I've been collecting the tweets forever now. I've got a pretty hefty collection of these things.
Somehow Joe Biden's fault.
I'm going to sell the tweets as NFTs, and there's going to be an amazing sweepstakes. No purchase necessary.
No one's ever seen before. Like we've never seen before. It's going to be, yeah.
That's right. You'll be able to win a dinner with me. I don't know if it's an amazing prize, but it's what we have. Anyway.
We've got some dried up hamburgers in the water cooler.
Hamburgers.
Yeah. Hamburgers. Here's Lauren Boebert doing it in person. I don't understand what this is.
I'm Mayorkas's watch. More than 14,000 pounds of fentanyl was seized in fiscal year 2022 at our southern border. Mm-hmm. That is an all-time record high.
All-time record high. Well, that deserves a round of applause for Dark Brandon
and
Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the Secretary of Homeland Security. Great job. Excellent. You know what they want to do, though? Because Mayorkas and Homeland Security and Border Patrol and Joe Biden have stopped a record amount of fentanyl at the border, they want to impeach Mayorkas over this. That's what they're going to do. They're going to proceed with an impeachment process in the House of Representatives of Alejandro Mayorkas because a record amount of drugs were seized at the... I don't understand this. This is insane. It makes no goddamn sense. 14,000 pounds of fentanyl seized in fiscal year 2022. This is a big atrocity that this amount of drugs was seized. Now, someone explain this to me as when the Red Hats hear that, they just think, oh my God, look at all these drugs that are coming into the country.
They're not coming in. They're not.
I know. Why don't they say that then? If the Republicans want to get that message to their fanboys that look at all the drugs coming into the country or look at all the drugs that they're trying to send into the United States, why don't they say that? But they don't. They just go back to this thing. It just fucking makes my head spin. Meantime, John Boehner, and I'm sorry, you know what? This is me being super grinchy, I think. The fact that I found this to be so funny. But it is, because forever.
Do you feel like he's crying because he feels like if he'd done a better job, it would be his face up there?
No.
Oh, no. He's upset that his daughters are Democrats.
He mentioned kids. Anytime John Boehner mentions children, he can't stop crying. Well, this goes back to when Chez was still around, and we used to play this tape all the time. And here's a great example of how he mentions, as soon as he mentions children, he starts crying uncontrollably.
Trying to talk about
this
the
is
fact
old.
That I've been chasing the American dream my whole career. There's some things that are very difficult to talk about. Family. Kids. I can't go to a school anymore. I used to go to a lot of schools.
There it is.
And you see all these little kids running around. Can't talk about it.
Why?
Sorry, I can't help it.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream.
No.
Like I did. No. It's important.
I'm sorry.
I know, I'm with you on that one.
The funny is that he tries to like put all this insincere shit on top of it.
Yeah.
Where he's like, you know, he turns this into a moment to talk about the glories of capitalism. It's like, no, dude. You're crying because you're probably seeing how many of these kids are going to get chewed up by the actual machine of life. And you're going to try to paint that as a, you know, meritorious thing as capitalism weeding out the weak.
Well, here was a sincere and earnest moment from John Boehner in the House chamber yesterday as they unveiled Nancy Pelosi's official painting, which, by the way, is stunning. It's great.
It is.
It's a perfect portrayal of her standing with the gavel in that official place on the dais. Just an amazing piece of work. And here's John Boehner talking about little children.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell this speaker how much we admire her.
Okay. That's
it. All right, honey, that was sweet.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
It really was, because, you know, remember when he gave the gavel to her?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell my girls were Democrats.
I mean, he throws in the joke at the end that his girls are Democrats.
Which is fine. Whatever. But I think that he was sincere about that because he's an old school Republican.
That was the ugly cry moment?
Yeah.
That was nothing. Play it again.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell this speaker.
There it is.
How much we admire her.
You hear that?
Yeah, that kind of, that was kind of the, yeah, that was the raisin on the cake that sold it. But
I don't know. There's something fucked up with my wiring or something like that. I find that
to be
endlessly.
Yeah, you're a little fucked up, Bob.
Endlessly
funny. Well, I mean, but if you frame it in the hypocrisy that we are the weaklings, the snowflakes, the sensitive people,
yeah, that's
the people
right.
who can't handle being addressed by the wrong pronouns, uh-huh. and it's like you guys cry over everything but what you should. You don't cry over kids in cages.
Right.
You don't cry over, you know, kids getting shot in their desks in a mm-hmm. first grade classroom.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, although I don't know. I mean, this kind of makes me feel that Boehner is
a human.
Yeah. A goofy one.
Yeah, no, he likes the drink.
John Boehner was a villain for a good long time.
He's playing the lovable old alcoholic uncle who's regretting all his life choices and saying, fuck it, for his last 10 years on Earth, he'll be on heroin by next week. Yeah, like the granddad in Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, right.
Well, you know? But, okay, he was a bad person, yes. And he probably still is.
Don't forget about the little children.
Didn't he work at a pool hall or was that Lindsay? I can't
remember. Oh, no, he
remember.
Did. Yeah, that was his. That was yeah. part of his campaign. Yeah, to always
he
talk about.
He cried about that, too.
Sweat floors of the pool hall. Absolutely. Yep.
Sweat floors.
When I was a child, sweat floors in the pool hall.
But sorry, Lindsay racked balls.
I just can't help it. I just can't.
But Miss Lindsay racked
but
balls.
Didn't Lindsay have a really humiliating nickname, too, like Stinky or something? You know, seriously.
I would have called him Scooter.
He worked at his dad's bar.
Scooter.
Hang on.
We are so bad. Bob Louise, David Louise, and Jody Louise.
I guess because it's Christmas time, we should go easier on these guys, but I don't think so. No.
There are people out there who are having horrible Christmases because they've been deprived of the things. They're being forced to carry pregnancies to term that could kill them. There are people out there having Christmas that, you know, have been denied their forgiveness for their student loans who aren't going to be able to buy. You know, it's just like, no. You guys actively try to inflict pain on people. We treat you like the Grinches you are.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll take a short break, you know, for the children. Back with more show after this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Bob Seska plays more music.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas, you are my Christmas.
Yeah, this is Tim Mahoney and a song called You Are My Christmas. And I don't have it in front of me here who's singing. But what a beautiful track. Yeah, this is going to be included in our Indie Christmas playlist dropping on the 20th. You Are My Christmas.
Link, it's the perfect voice for like this icy feeling, you know? It's I can just, gorgeous.
I love this. Is one of my absolute favorites that we play here. Yeah, definitely, definitely. This is a great song. Link in the description, of course, to download it if you want. And naturally, during the Indie Christmas playlist, we're going to have a list of all the recording artists, where they appear on the playlist, and links to download their songs, too. So make sure to do that. Music is one of the best gifts you can buy this year. So if you happen to want to support some of our indie bands, please do so, especially this time of year, and especially since all of these musicians have had such a difficult time the last couple of years making a buck, doing what they
playing
do.
Shows.
Exactly right. So if you can, if you can support your favorite indie bands, your favorite indie recording artists, please do that. All right. So
I was just going to say, someday I'm going to record my anti-Christmas song holiday album. It's going to include such great titles as It's Christmas, I Hate Everything But You.
God, now you have to do that. You have to do that.
Oh, that song is already written in my head. It's just like, fuck reindeer, fuck, you know, fuck presents, fuck trees, fuck snow, fuck, like, holly and tinsel and noses that glow. It's Christmas, I hate everything but you. Yeah.
You would make, you know what? You would sell a million copies of that. You
oh my God,
that last song
so kind of
makes me want to do one like, baby, you're my Christmas because you only come once a year. You're so cold and frigid. I don't know why I keep you here. Baby, you're my Christmas. When it comes, it's just so nice, but as ice.
All right, so Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton.
Oh my God. Isn't he still under indictment?
Yeah, well, the news came down yesterday that he is making a list of all the trans people in Texas. According to the Washington Post, employees at the Texas Department of Public Safety in June received a sweeping request from Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton's office to compile a list of individuals who had changed their gender on their Texas driver's license and other department records during the past 2 years. And it says here, need total number of changes from male to female and female to male for the last 24 months, broken down by month. The chief of the DPS's driver's license division emailed colleagues in the department on June 30, according to a copy of a message obtained by the Washington Post. Quote, we won't need DL/ID numbers at first, but may need to have them later if we are required to manually look up documents. After more than 16,000 such instances were identified, DPS officials determined that a manual search would be needed to determine the reason for the changes. DPS spokesman Travis Considine told the Post in a response to questions. So, yeah, you should always be concerned when people like Ken Paxton are making lists of people.
Small government, y'all. Freedom.
Yeah, exactly right. This is all part of this jihad, this crusade against LGBTQ people in this country. Yeah. Just astonishing that they've gone back to this and it seems to be working for them. If they're not compiling this,
going to meet the gay people that they think they are coming up against us.
No kidding. No.
We are some battle-hardened motherfuckers, and we have strong friends in the heterosexual community. You know, mm-hmm. It's like we are part of we're a family.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to come at us, and you think that we're going to be like, I don't know, a bunch of like, you know, tofu-eating ballerinas or something, and it's just, no, dude. Mm-hmm. We are tough and mean and stubborn and smart, and we know how to use media, and we will run circles around you. So. Yeah. Just come at us.
Well, why do you think the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Patriot Front, when they're going to these drag shows, that they suit up in their armor and they've got their shields, their bat shields?
They're so afraid.
You know, drag queen still, you know, a 7-foot man in the dress is a 7-foot man.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. And like all those little tubalards, those little fucking doughboys in the Proud Boys, you know, they know that they are way overmatched.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, there's going to be like personal trainers in there and weightlifters and all, just, I mean, queer people are not, this is not 50 years ago.
No.
The kids today are not going back into the closet. They will be building bombs before that.
Yeah.
They will be like in your face, in your street, like, no. And I just, they're picking this fight and they think they can divide the country on it, but I don't think they're going to like the repercussions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, they have sunk to a brand new low with this crusade, and it's not going to end well. That's just my generalized prediction, that this is going to end somehow very, very badly.
No, and, because once you go after the trans women, and here come the gays and the lesbians and the mama dykes on bikes, and the, I mean, like, it's not just, it's, you know, it's, queer people are not a monolith, but we will defend our own, and we will, when we see a segment of our community under attack, we will rally to defend them, period, by all means necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
And we see who's doing this, and it's the same people that were coming for me back in, you know, 2004 when they were making same-sex marriage illegal. It's the fucking, what's his face, that's the man who wrote the memo. They're calling it the blank memo.
John, oh, fuck.
See? What's happening? Why are we all having a stroke on this at the same moment?
Eastman?
John Eastman, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that fucker.
Perfect.
That guy, I mean, that guy was from, like, back in the 80s, he was going around telling people that gay people were child molesters. I mean, he's vile and evil, and it makes absolute perfect sense that he would be here now.
Yeah, I suspect John Eastman is going to be one of the criminal referrals coming out of the January 6th committee. Meantime, Elon Musk is fully embracing QAnon.
Yep.
Did you guys see the tweet where he posted the down the rabbit hole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, he said follow and then included a rabbit emoji, which is the follow the white rabbit thing taken from Lewis Carroll's Alice Adventures in Wonderland and is now like a rallying cry for QAnon. Saying has become synonymous with Q, and when pushers of the conspiracy urge others to look into the movement, the term white rabbits was mentioned on three different occasions in Q drops since 2018 and once in 2019. This gave the term even more importance to the community, which believes Trump is waging a secret war against the deep state. Within minutes of Musk's tweet, QAnon communities on message boards, Telegram channels, and on Trump's Truth Social. I thought it was Troth Central.
Troth Central.
Yeah, yeah. And on Twitter itself, lit up with excitement, believing that the world's richest man was sending them a direct message. Well, he's not the richest man in the world anymore.
Nope.
But there it is. How many times have we all predicted that Elon Musk is turning Twitter into a gigantic version of 8chan? He's now become the moderator of Twitter's answer to 8chan. And it's only going to get worse from here. Now, that was like, hey, everybody, come on over here. All of you people from 8chan, come on in. Water's fine. Twitter is your place now.
Laura Loomer, welcome back with open arms.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And what makes it all worse is that Elon Musk went after the former head of trust and safety at Twitter.
Yeah.
This guy,
calling
Yoel Roth.
Calling him a pedophile.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because the guy's whole dissertation was about protecting children from pedophiles online.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now he's had to flee his home after Elon Musk said this about him. The former head of trust and safety at Twitter has reportedly left his home after Elon Musk criticized him online. Yoel Roth, who resigned from the company in November, has been facing online attacks and threats of violence following the latest update in the so-called Twitter files published by journalist Barry Weiss, according to CNN, which cited an unnamed source familiar with the matter. The report suggests that Roth was one of several Twitter employees involved in discussing the decision to ban former President Donald Trump from the platform following the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The alleged threats against Roth have reportedly increased after Musk apparently supported tweets suggesting without merit that the former Twitter employee was sympathetic toward pedophilia, according to CNN's report. The Washington Post reported that Musk's Twitter activity misrepresented Roth's academic writing about sexuality and children and preceded threats to people Roth had replied to on Twitter, as well as professors who reviewed a dissertation he wrote. The Post also reports that Roth, as well as his family, were forced from their home in the wake of the online harassment. This is the kind of shit that I've been screaming about forever. We need to cut the crap with this in-your-face style of politics, where it's not just the debate. It's now this personal element where you show up at people's houses and you harass them personally.
And civilians get caught in the crossfire.
And, and you sue them personally. You engage in these slap suits and all the rest of it. It's become a person-on-person war. That's the nature of the political civil war that we're in right now. And somehow this has got to be disarmed before a whole lot of people end up getting killed because of this. And Elon Musk, the whatever it is now, second richest man in the world, is responsible for it. He's now suing people. He's suing the Elon Jet guy.
Yep.
The second richest man in the world is suing some kid who was just retweeting publicly available information about where Elon's jet was. And now both of that kid's accounts have been blocked, have been suspended permanently because Elon Musk is such an advocate of free speech, right? Slowly.
We need to really rip those words away from them. They are not entitled to use the words free speech any more than they're entitled to use the word Christian or patriot.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
This asshole, I actually tailgated the fuck out of this asshole in front of me today for having a Let's Go Brandon sticker on his pickup truck.
Yeah.
God, if there was only just a fast way to drive by and tell them, you know, Republicans die of COVID at 75% of the rate of Democrats.
That is absolutely true.
Let's go, darling!
And now, did you notice Ron DeSantis is now, his anti-vax crusade has hit a whole another level where he's got this investigatory commission put together to investigate the vaccines themselves.
You know, look, private companies that want to make money, and that's what he sees, donors.
I'm all in favor of Florida Republicans not getting vaccinated. Good luck. Good luck, people. Good luck winning elections. Yeah. Just absolutely insane. So this
I was wondering, if so many Republicans died of COVID, how come the fucking voting margins were so close in Georgia?
They lost thousands and thousands of voters.
I think it really mattered.
Yeah.
Like 0.5% maybe, but it matters.
Yeah, I mean, I was joking about it years ago, like the first year into the pandemic. I was like, will the Republicans who die of COVID cancel out the Democrats who are voter suppressed? Right. You know, it's just like, it's like, how is this going to balance out? And that turned out to be kind of the case, didn't it? I mean, I guess it did. Another thing that makes no sense to me. I wonder, we're now coming up, scientists are now coming up with mRNA vaccines for cancer. I was talking about this with Donna Halper on the Wednesday interview show. And I wonder if Republicans are going to not get vaccinated against cancer just to own the libs. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get colon cancer to own the libs now. I don't want to get vaccinated, so there you go.
This could be like a pretty self-solving overpopulation problem in the making, you know?
Yeah.
Although from what I understand, we have an underpopulation problem in certain places in the West because we don't have enough young people to take care of the soon-to-be infirm generations of elders.
Yeah, yeah. Well, along those lines, there was a report coming down, I think sometime yesterday, about how a lot of red hat Republicans are going to be buying Teslas. I was like, maybe this is some sort of, maybe this is some sort of weird rabbit season, duck season thing to get them to buy zero emissions vehicles. You know what I mean? Like, this is kind of a backdoor way.
You can't really coal roll in a Tesla, can you?
No. And I'm wondering if this is a fun way to get these assholes to buy fuel efficient cars. Wouldn't that be, that would be a great way to go.
I love that idea.
Get them on board with the, well, they don't have to agree that the climate crisis is real, but as long as they're being, they're buying fuel-efficient cars, fine with me. We'll take it. All right. Lots more to come on the Shadow Docket on our Patreon page, bobsuskashow.com. We're going to talk about TikTok a little bit here. A couple of pieces of legislation making their way through Congress right now to ban TikTok. And we'll talk about why exactly that is. Plus, I want to ask Jody about the Superman news that has dropped over the last 24 hours.
I just saw that. Oh, my goodness.
Big happenings.
Henry.
Yeah, I know. I know. Big happenings in the DC universe right now as Peter Safran and James Gunn take over the reins of all of that. I do not envy those people. Plus, some news about Paul Pelosi. Specifically the attacker, the guy who attacked Paul Pelosi, whose name I will never, ever mention, at least not intentionally. And that and a whole lot more coming up on
I will fill you guys in on the details of my mustache dastrophy.
Oh, yeah, because I noticed that. I noticed that in the video, too, in the video for Higher Ground.
Yeah, I was actually sporting a pretty decent mustache there for a few weeks, and then something terrible happened.
I'll tell
you all about it on the after show.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's not easy. I mean, those of you who don't have beards or a whole lot of facial hair, if you want to sculpt your facial hair into something interesting, that's not the easiest thing to do. Like, I've got sideburns, and it's always a bit of an endeavor to make sure I get those things even. Okay, so we'll talk about David's mustache catastrophe as well coming up here.
No, it's one word. Come on.
Mustache-tastrophe. Mustache-tastrophe?
Yeah.
There's an extra syllable in there that I'm having trouble with, but okay.
That's all right.
Okay, that's it. We'll see you on the New Year's Eve show. Take care, folks.
Bye.
Have a great Christmas break. Have a great holiday. Have a great Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
All the rest of it. And got lots of fun things coming for you over the break. And we'll see you then. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing everybody a very happy holiday. That's a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and everybody have a safe and wonderful New Year.
Happy Holidays.
Come on.
Yes.
Christmas.